Hi guys, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast I'm going to talk about the free and open source Sci-Fi 5 Eloquence library that I've been working on for the last week or so. Basically, I was set this library a week ago, as well as the source code for it, and it had only rate support, and just today I managed to add pitch support and volume support, and basically it sort of works with older versions of NVDA, I noticed, but it crashes newer ones. And if you use old versions of Eloquences, if you use older versions of Eloquence, as you saw, it crashed NVDA in the last podcast, or last recording I did. That was Eloquence 4, but Eloquence 3 is worse. So I'm going to show you what we have so far.
NVDA project synthesizer, SIPS, SR, Microsoft.
Audacity, panel, track view table, track one row, not selected, 1-1. NVDA met preferences of general settings, synthesizer, voice settings, V3 of 14. Voice settings dialog, voice, combo box Eloquence collects all V. Rate, slider 50 LR.
And I'm going to have to do it slowly so I don't crash this thing.
40, 30, 20, 10, 0, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50.
And saw rate support. Now we tab.
Pitch, slider 50 LP.
Now the pitch support was a couple releases to implement. First, it was just pitch support that can move like larger jumps than it does now. And then I figured out how to make it move by smaller jumps but have a full range and have the default pitch be pitch 50 and the default pitch of the thing. And basically, what I had to, and there was a change I made where it would go all the way to 100, and then if you set it to 100, it would be stuck at the current one. So I fixed it so that basically it goes to the highest value, no matter what value you set it. If you set it to 100, it will go to the highest value and not be stuck at the current value. So, and I added volume support. That was a kind of fun to implement because I had to use source code for other programs and stuff to find it. So pitch support, it works the way it should.
40, 30, 20, 10, 0, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 100, 0, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Volume, slider 100, auto.
Volume support.
90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 100. Audacity, panel, track view table, track one row, not selected, 1-1. NVDA menu preferences of general settings, synthesizer, S2 synthesizer dialog.
Seriously? Yeah, you saw it crash. Oh, by the
way,
old Eloquence has met its demise. It doesn't work anymore. It reached another time limitation like it did in March or April, I don't remember. But I recommend don't use that add-on until it gets fixed or something happens. I don't know why it does this, but for now, either use the SAPI 4 thing and run NVDA as admin, or if you really want, I can write a SAPI 5 driver, but it will be so unstable. Anyway, that's it for this little podcast. The source code is up on my site, so you know, I'm actually going to remember how to build it, so in case anyone wants to contribute. Well, I need to get Visual Studio. I have Visual Studio 6 on my site. The reason I recommend using VC6 is because it will make sure it's compatible with, like, Windows 98 and NT4 and all that. So, for backwards compatible reasons, I recommend you use Visual Studio 6. Just copy the VC6 folder to through your hard drive in the VC6.7z in the utilities folder on my site. Then go into a command prompt.
Run type C
code. Check the source code first.
On that SAPI 4 SAPI 5 Eloquence SRC. Extract files. Extract. XC code back. XC.
Well, I'm going to make Eloquence made read the README first.
True voice, yes.
The README I wrote.
CTS app. Sapic open file button. Space. Update and treat yellow. Let level let you script. Program. Recovery. Sapic. Items are selected. Sapic voice combo box. Mic B. East EQN. East LH. Mic B. Eloquence. Break volume format combo box. 6. Oh, speak button. Speech mode off.
Here we go.
This is the source code of the SAPI5 interface for API Eloquence. To build, follow these steps. 1. List all the files in this archive in any directory. 2.
Speech head. SAP open. Scripts edit my voice key. East EP. LLH. L. Mic E. L. Great. SAP value. Great. 25. Pop for shop. Open space. Oh, README TXT not selected. SAP for open speak. Speech mode.
Okay, that's better.
This is the source code of the SAPI5 interface for ETI Eloquence. To build, follow these steps. 1. Place all the files in this archive in any directory. 2. Set up the environment variables for Visual Studio by running vars32.bat from the command line. For example, if Visual Studio is installed to /vc6, you would open a command prompt terminal and type /vc6/vc98/bin, and then type vars32.bat. Next, go to the directory where you extracted this archive. For example, if you extracted it to /src, you would type /src. Next, type make.bat. All the SAPI5 libraries are included in this archive, so you don't need to worry about copying anything to the Visual Studio include and lib directories. It will automatically build and not complain about required header files, libraries, etc. All the files that are generated by the build are in the directory where the source files are located.
Yeah, and that's assuming you actually install Visual Studio into that directory, but this package I have, vcvars32bat, .bat is in the main directory, and you heard my XP box go off.
Speech header TTS Audacity.
Next, I'll build this first.
Run by C F E.
And have fun on my XP box. I don't know. So I'm gonna type.
CD space C colon backslash V C 6. The system cannot find.
Oh, and you extract it.
Restore the echo pane. Run dialog C code pane C with. Item, VMF, context, copying, dialogue elapsed time, remaining time, files, compression ratio, total size, speed, processed, compressed size, background button alt B, 3%, 14%, pro scan com utilities window, audacity, Skype, on that, front, FD, C, 6. C. VC6.
Now I'm in the VC6 directory. I'm going to type the name of the file that sets up our variables.
VC VA RS32.VAT. Setting environment for using Microsoft Visual C tools. C. VC6. C. Deep space, C, go back, FFP, I, 5, line, PF, up, UPF, CP, dash, SR, C, SAPI 5FM, KE, dot, DAT, command, TTSEN, CPP, TTSEN, GOMG, CPP, space, C, R, E, A.
And it built.
Restore, F, look, pain.
If the DLL is
here.
And also put the DLL on my Eloquence folder where I have all this so I could show you that this is the exact thing what I showed you.
Yes, SAPI 5. Items view list SICPP not selected 1 of 46 TTSANG CPP TTSANG DEF 20
a whole bunch of stuff in here
DF TTSANG DLL 3 file this IW search software speak items view ELEC items view replace space copy destination fold space pause the operation check 99 seat status Audacity, F-Syn, S-F-Micros.
Audacity, panel, NVDA MET references up general settings, synthesizer, voice settings, V3 up, voice settings, dialogue, rate, select pitch, slider 50 LP, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 90, 80, 76, 50, 100, 0, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, rate, select 100, 0, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, pitch, select volume, slider 100, alto, 100.
Again, really?
Taskbar.
I guess I'll show you some stuff in my XP box.
Taskbar. Running applications toolbar.
That's NVIDIA 2009.1, I believe. And if you... Okay, in older versions of NVIDIA, I think it's 2011.3 or older. I don't remember. But if you set the audio device to something other than your Microsoft Sound Mapper, your Eloquence or Sappy 5 voices will have a tinny effect, like a high quality effect. So if I really wanted to emulate a Braille sense, I can do so.
MEDA menu, reference, general sense, voice settings, media of 10, voice settings, dial rate, pitch, slight rate, 60, 40, 30, 25, pitch, 51, 549, 447.
Now the sliders are reversed, so
46, desktop list.
So it really sounds like a Braille sense. If I really wanted to, I could copy the Eloquence 5 ENU SYN file into my Eloquence folder to make it sound like Eloquence 5. And that's interesting. So that is the end of this podcast. I said that once before, but anyway, plans change sometimes, so so I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Feel free to modify the source code that I have or give it to anyone else or fix bugs or whatever, because if anyone could figure out the crashing problem, I don't know what it is or what's causing it. Just let me know what you did, or if you fixed it already, you just send me the modified code so I could put it in this zip file and put it in the official exe called elec61.exe, which is the Sappy 4 interface, Sappy 5 Eloquence interface, and all that stuff. So see you guys next podcast. Bye.